My name is Jennifer Deaton, and I serve at St. Andrew's Episcopal Cathedral in Jackson, Mississippi. I've never actually sung songs in a desert, but I have sung them just about everywhere else. In church, at school, on stage, overseas, in the car, sometimes loudly, at my desk, a little more quietly, along hiking trails, and at home, in the hallway with my mom and little brother. It's where we went whenever thunder and lightning threatened and rain pounded the roof, although I don't remember the storms. I don't remember being anxious or afraid, though we all were, even Mom worried when the lightning got too close. I only remember how I loved the strum of her guitar and the sound of her voice and the songs we learned to sing while we waited out the rain. We rowed the boat ashore with Michael. We sang about magic dragons and marvelous toys. And there was joy, 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 joy down in our hearts. And I wonder if Mary ever sang with Jesus in the hallway at home when he was little, or whenever either of them was afraid of thunderstorms, maybe, or the dark, or bad dreams, or shadows of things to come. The Feast of the Annunciation almost always falls in the season of Lent, nearly 9 months before we will hear the story again in Advent on our way to the manger, when stars will shine and angels will sing of good news and great joy for all people. On the calendar, then, if he will indeed be born on that happy day, today is when Mary might have learned that she would be his mother. There's no singing in this story. There's just one angel who, in the imagination of poets and artists, is almost as anxious as Mary must have been at the announcement of God's desire. The scriptural account has Gabriel recite a formal invitation filled with power and promise, but some say his wings trembled behind him, or that he held his breath as he waited for her answer, or that he was afraid she might say no. And she might have, if she was where we are today, on our way not to the manger but the cross. What mother would wish for her child such a storm, such flashes of fear, such crashes of crushing pain, such torrential sorrow? I wonder if, in the silence there must have been between the angel's words and hers, I wonder if, alongside whatever worries of impropriety or fears of inadequacy she felt, I wonder if, in the absence of angel song, I wonder if Mary heard music. I wonder if she remembered how her mother had sung with her when she was little. Songs like Hannah's, "My heart exults, my strength is exalted in my God." Or songs like Miriam's, "Sing to God who triumphs gloriously." Or psalms they'd sung over and over again of God's faithfulness when we are afraid. Mary's yes was spoken, scripture says, but in her heart there was already a song. Hymn number 268 in our Episcopal Hymnal 1982 is appointed for the Feast of the Annunciation. There is a traditional melody beside it, but David Hurd's tune is my favorite, sounding more like a song than a hymn, rising and falling like breath, with low-sounding notes like a heartbeat, accompanied, not chorded, and with interludes between verses as if an angel awaits an answer, rather than demanding one. The first three stanzas are from the original text, written by Vincent Stuckey Stratton Coles. They sing the wonders that were done when Mary became the mother of God's only Son. She, above all others, is blessed for bearing him in her womb. But she is not the only one who bears Christ. Her song becomes ours as, in the third stanza, Mary becomes the model of faithfulness for the whole church. What Christ's mother sang in gladness, Vincent wrote, let Christ's people sing the same. And had we kept the next four original stanzas, Mary would go on to pray with us and for us. weaving our words with her own for the faithful, the doubting, the sinful, the sick, for children and the aged and all whom we hold dear, for the ones who have gone before us and for all who mourn, a litany not unlike the ones we pray in Lent. Our rendition of the hymn, though, has us sing a new fourth stanza written by F. Bland Tucker. In this verse, we sing with Mary. We sing as Mary, we who are called to bear Christ in our own day, in our own lives. And in a soaring descant, Mary sings with us. Magnificat anima mea Dominum. My soul magnifies the Lord. In the Western Church, if the Feast of the Annunciation falls in Holy Week or in the week following Easter, it is most often moved to a later day. In the Eastern Church, though, the Annunciation is always on March 25th, even if Mary's Son will be crucified on the same day, even if it is also the day of his resurrection. After all, in this world in which Christ became incarnate, birth, death, hope, heartache, storming, and singing so often seem inseparable. "You will name him Jesus," the angel said. And Mary said, "Yes." And God with us would be with us, in the desert, in church, at school, on stage, overseas, in the car, at work, at home, in the hallway, in every moment, rain or shine. Because Mary bore Christ, we also can bear him. Because she sang, we can sing, in the middle of Lent, in the midst of the storm, in the desert, even at the grave. I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart to stay.
Thanks to the Reverend Jennifer Deaton for this episode. For more, visit songsinthedesert.org. Let us know what you think about this or any episode by email, songsinthedesert@gmail.com. Let us pray. Pour your grace into our hearts, O Lord, that we who have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, announced by an angel to the Virgin Mary, may, by his cross and passion, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow for another Song in the Desert.